Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love to Live Healthy. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So today we're going to talk all about the 5-hour fast. We have so many clients who send so many questions in and want to know all about it and how to do it. So I took everyone's questions and I put the top ones together. So if you're thinking about doing it, one of these questions may actually help you decide if this is right for you. Okay, so before we do that, I want to remind you that if you like the video, if it helps you in any way, please give it a thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. It really helps the channel grow in the most significant way. So thank you. Okay, so let's talk about the 5-hour fast. It is an amazing tool for weight loss. I currently have over 1,000 people on it. I have top doctors. I have celebrities. They absolutely love it and they swear by it. And why? Because it works. It works so good. And really, listen, when we're trying to lose weight, we want to do what's going to work, because either way, we're suffering. Once we're trying to lose weight, we're eating less than what we need. And when we're eating less than what we need, we're hungry and we want to make sure it's going to work. And that's what the 5-hour fast does. It works. Okay. So let's start with, what is the 5-hour fast and what is the point of it and why does it work so good? Okay. So the 5-hour fast is when you choose 5 hours each day. You're eating within the 5-hour window, 19 hours fasting. Okay. Within those 19 hours, what happens is your body processes all the food that you ate in the 5 hours, plus it burns fat, the stored fat that's on your body. So this is how it works. Basically, in the 5 hours, you're eating your meals and snacks. If by the 12th hour, after your 5 hours is done, by the 12th hour, your body has processed everything you ate. So the 12th to the 19th hour, your body is feeding off the stored fat that's on your body. And that's what you want. That's what creates the weight loss. That's why it gives you 2 to 3 times more fat loss than any other weight loss program, because it's basically feeding off your stored fat. And from the 12th to the 19th hour, every single day, it has nothing to take from except for your stored fat, because it's already processed everything you eat within your 5-hour period. Now, that's why it works so good. What does it do for you? Well, let's talk about health. Health alone, it really guards you against chronic diseases. It stabilizes your sugar, your cholesterol. And the reason for this is because you're giving your body the time to detoxify, to get rid of all the toxins in your organs. See, when we eat all day long, we're never giving our body, our organs, the time to really cleanse themselves and detoxify, you know, to really get rid of those toxins, because we're constantly putting food on top of food. Well, you're not doing that with the fast. With the fast, you're actually giving your body the time to cleanse itself, to detoxify. For 12 to 19 hour, like we said, when it's feeding off your body fat, it also has nothing left. So basically your organs are all detoxifying, and that's what helps so much with guarding against diseases. And like I said, I even have top doctors on it. They love it. They live by it. They swear by it. It works and you feel amazing. Let's talk about the weight loss part. Okay. That's the most exciting part of all. What happens is, basically, because your body's feeding off the fat, you are really seeing that 2 to 3 times more body fat loss. And that's what we want. We don't want to fluctuate with water, gaining 5 pounds, losing 5 pounds. This is all body fat. So when your body has done processing the food on the 12th hour, you're burning all stored fat. That is amazing. That's what you want to do, because that is where the real weight loss comes from. You see such amazing results so fast, okay? Because your body between the 12th and 19th hour has nothing to live on except for the stored fat. It's basically feeding off your own body, okay? You're feeding off your own body, and that's what's creating that weight loss, okay? So that's why it works so well. Now, another thing mentally it works so well is because you really have so much control in your day. You know, if it's not in your 5 hours, you're not eating. So that right there gives you such a sense of control of what your day is going to be, what it's going to be like. You're not waking up saying, should I have it? Should I not have it? Should I stay on? Should I not stay on? No, it's your 5 hours. That's when you eat, and the rest of the 19 hours, you're not eating and there's no thinking about it. It is what it is and you do it, you follow it. You have such a sense of control. It really sets up your day and you know what you're doing, you know when you're doing it, and it really helps keep you on your path and you really helps keep you in that weight loss zone because your body knows every day what it's doing, when it's eating, when it's fasting, and when it's fat burning. And that's what we want. Okay. So that is, you know, the first really set of questions I wanted to go over, what it is, how it helps both medically and physically with weight loss and mental. So let's go to our next question. Does it have to be the same 5 hours every day? Yes, it has to be the same 5 hours every day. And the reason for that is because in order to have the 19-hour fast, you have to have the same 5 hours every day. You have to start at the same time, finish at the same time. Okay. Now, do you have to start? So say you do 3 to 8, okay? 3 to 8, if you say I'm doing 3 to 8 this whole week, you don't have to start at 3. Okay. If you can, that's great. But sometimes depending on your day, you may not always be able to start eating exactly at 3. You may say, oh, I didn't start till 4. That's okay. You still have to finish at 8. Okay. So don't start at 4 and say, oh, well, I didn't start till 4. So now I'm going to go till 9. No, if your hours are 3 to 8, those are the hours you do for the whole week. So that's really important. Has to be the same 5 hours every day. Don't necessarily have to start at the same time. You can't start earlier. So if it's 3, you can't start at 2. So if it's 3, though, you can start at 4 to eat or even 5. It doesn't matter as long as you're finishing by 8, because then you're still within your 5 hour zone. That's important. Next question. What are the best 5 hours to do? Well, everyone's different and you have to go by what works for you. I tell each client, choose the 5 hours that you know is going to work in your schedule. Some people really feel like they need to eat around that lunchtime. Some people need to eat around later. Some people are night eaters and love night. I'm a night eater. I love to eat at night. So my hours are always in the evening. Other people are social and they go out to eat a lot. So of course they have to figure out, well, if I'm not going to be home until 8:30, those hours have to be within that time. I have to be done by 9, you know, I have to be done by 8:30, whatever your times are. So figure out what your week is and go by that. Figure out, okay, you know what? I like to eat in the evening, but I also, you know, don't feel like I want to go that long. So maybe I'll start, you know, from 4 to 9, or, you know, if you do 3 to 8 or 4 to 9, you know, it gives you kind of like that late afternoon, evening, you know, that might work for you. Or if you're more of an earlier person, you say, I'm always done eating by, you know, 6 o'clock at night. Well, then you would move your hours up earlier. Go by what your days are, what your weeks are. Look at your week in advance and say, okay, I have 3 dinners out this week, so I know I'm going to be eating at least around 8 o'clock. So I should finish by like 9:30 or 10. That's what you have to do your hours by. Has to be the same 5 hours every day and choose the 5 hours that are going to work for you. Now, let's go to the next question because this is going to have a lot to do with this question we just answered. Can you change your hours? Yes, you can absolutely change your hours, but not within the week. So if you're doing, say, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday, has to be the same 5 hours that week. Now, when you have your cheat day, that say you have your cheat day Sunday, the next block of the next week, you can change your hours that week and say, okay, well, I did 3 to 8 this week, but next week, you know, I have a lot more going on. So I'm going to do 5 to 10. Okay. You can do that, but it has to be week to week. It cannot be in the middle of the week. All of a sudden you just start changing hours because you're not giving yourself that 19 hours. Remember, in order to get the most benefits, the best benefits, you have to have 19 hours every day. And when the only way to do that is to keep the same 5 hours of your feeding time. Okay. So let's go to the next question. Okay. This is such a popular one. I don't know if I can do it. I feel like I will be starving. You will not be starving. No matter what weight loss program you're doing, whether you're doing the regular Innovation, no, whatever you're following, you're always going to have hungry times. Okay. We're always going to have moments of hunger. We all have them. We're never starving. Many of us don't even know what starving is, but you will have moments of hunger. You will get past it. It passes. And what happens is eventually your body gets very used to when you're feeding it. Now, I always do, you know, 6 to 11 or 5 to 10. I'm so used to it that I very rarely get hungry during the day. But if I do, I know it passes. I have water, I'll have tea. But once it passes, it passes. It's gone. You know, it's not something that lasts for a long time. You just get moments of little hunger, but once it passes, you're done. So I know you think you're going to be starving. I've had clients who basically thought they would never be able to do it. And they did amazing. And they did amazing because once you do it and you realize, hey, you know, I'm really okay. It's 3 o'clock. I didn't even eat and I'm okay. You're gonna understand, like, okay, I'm in control of my body. And when I'm in control of my body, I know when I have to feed it, I know when I want to feed it, I know when I'm going to feed it, and that's what you're gonna follow. Now, when you have those moments of hunger, which you will have, especially if you're just starting, you just have to keep telling yourself, I know it's gonna pass, I'm gonna be okay. You know, a lot of times it's what we're doing in the moment. And if you're busy, I tell you all the time, you know, if you're sitting at the table thinking about food, well, you're gonna be more hungry than someone who's busy working or out shopping or taking a walk around the block. Keep yourself busy, especially until, you know, the first couple of days until you get used to it. Because if you're sitting thinking about food, and this is with any weight loss program, if you're sitting thinking about food, you're going to be more hungry. That's just the way it goes. Okay. You will basically talk yourself either into eating or you will talk yourself into staying on program and waiting for the 5 hours. Okay. Always in your control what you do. But the more that you tell yourself, that's the result you're going to get. So make sure when those moments come of being hungry, you say, I can do this. I'm not eating until the 5 hours. If all of these other people can do it, I can do it because that's the truth. If anybody else can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it unless you don't want to. Okay, our next question. What do we eat in the 5 hours? Okay, well, this is very simple. We eat two meals, a snack, and a fruit. Now, when I say two meals, one should be more of a breakfast meal, one should be more of a dinner meal, and then you have your snack, your on-program snack, because every 5 hours still has to be healthy weight loss. So, say, for example, if you're doing innovation food, you do an innovation protein muffin, an innovation chicken burger with vegetables, and then you would do maybe a snack like the chocolate mousse cake or the protein popcorn, and then you would do a fruit. If you're not doing innovation food, you may do something like a non-fat Greek yogurt with some Cheerios in it, and then you would do. Again, you could do a chicken burger, you could do a piece of fish, you could do a piece of salmon, you could do a piece of branzino with some nice vegetables. And you know, you make sure it has no sauce, it's a clean piece, salt, pepper, lemon, and then you would do a snack, a Yasso bar or skinny popcorn, and you would do the fruit. So those are the examples I will give you. One's a lighter meal, one's a dinner meal, one's a snack, and one's your fruit. What can you drink in the 5 hours? In the 5 hours, you can have whatever you want, as far as you can have water, always. You can do any zero calorie drinks. You can do your coffee, your tea. You can do one alcohol drink. Okay. So if you're doing like a 6 ounce glass of wine, or you're doing a tequila and club soda, that's fine if you're over 21, obviously, or whatever the drinking age is wherever you live. But so you want to incorporate only one alcohol drink if you need it. If you have more than one, you have to give up your snacks in those 5 hours. So if you say, oh, I had two glasses of wine, well, then you gave up your snack for that wine. Okay. So that's really important for that second glass. Okay. So you can have one. But if you have two, you give up your snacks. Now, what can you drink when you're not in your 5 hour feeding window? Okay, so you're 19 hours. What can you drink? This is another popular question. In your 19 hours, first of all, you should be drinking water all day long. Okay, you can do black coffee, black tea, it can be iced, it doesn't matter. You should not be doing milk, no artificial sweeteners, because that's going to slow everything down. But listen, if you need it and you have one, maybe a zero calorie drink, just try to have one. Okay. If you say, I can't have black coffee, I really need milk in it, well, then have a splash of like unsweetened almond milk or skim milk or 2% milk, or coconut milk. But only a splash. Okay. If you're drinking more than like a fourth of a cup in your coffee, it's too much. Okay. So it's going to just, what's going to happen? It's going to slow everything down. Then your body's really not fasting, and that's going to take away from all the effort you're doing. So really think about it. Drink water, you know, you drink your black coffee, your tea, and, you know, you'll just, again, like everything else, you'll get used to it. You'll feel good. Okay. Next question. Can I exercise? Absolutely. You can, and you should. It's very good for you. It's healthy for you. There's no reason you shouldn't exercise just because you're doing the fast. You wouldn't exercise in your 5 hours, but you can absolutely exercise before or after. Everyone chooses different times. You have to do and figure out what works for you. Take it slow, take it one day at a time, and see what you can do and what you feel good doing. Okay. So let's go to the next question. How much should I expect to lose? Okay, everyone is different. I have many clients who see a pound a day. I have clients who lose 6 pounds a week. I have clients who lose 4 pounds a week, but their body fat shrunk significantly where they're down, you know, a size. So everyone is different. You have to see what your body does. But I think more than anything, what you should realize, even if it seems like it's losing slower on the scale for you, look how you feel at the end of the week. Look how you feel at the end of 2 weeks and how much you've shrunk. Okay. When your body fat, when you're hitting your body fat like that, you are really decreasing in your size. And that is what you're going to notice before anything. People are going to come up to you and say, hey, you look great. You look so much smaller. Are you losing weight? And you may say, I only lost like 8 pounds. But it might, what'll happen is you're going to look like you lost 20, because that's what happens when you lose real fat. Okay. You're not dealing with water weight. So it's not 5 pounds of water weight. It's literally, you know, 5 pounds of fat. And that's what the difference is. So that's what I think you really should keep in mind. Look at your clothes, look at how you feel. Yes, I do have clients who lose a pound a day. I also have clients who lose 4 pounds in the week. I have clients who lose 6 to 7 pounds in the week. Everyone's different. Most important, like I said, check for your body fat, look at your body fat, look at your size, your clothes, how they feel. You're going to see a significant decrease in your body fat. And that is going to make you so happy, because that is real weight loss. Okay. Not talking water weight. We're talking real body fat weight. Okay. So next question. When should you weigh? Okay. This is really important. If you're looking, especially in the first couple of days, you're going to notice that, say you do 3 to 8, okay? So if you do 3 to 8, you should weigh like 245 each day, because that's giving you the 19 hours, okay? So if you weigh first thing in the morning, it's really at like probably the 12th hour. So you really should wait till right before you eat each day to weigh. Even if you're drinking water, you're still going to see the weight loss. Now, if you can't do that, obviously weigh in the morning or weigh once a week, which is what majority of my clients do. They weigh the, you know, the morning of their cheat day every week. And that gives them their weekly weight loss, which I think is great. But if you just need that little motivation in the beginning to see that it's working, give yourself 2 full days before, because it's going to take that to see something. And then you're going to weigh right before you are eating, and you'll see the difference in the scale every day. The best results are the morning of your cheat day once a week. Our next question is, how many days do I have to do it? Okay. So everyone, again, is different. So every client I deal with, we do a different thing, but I will tell you, majority will do Monday through Friday. They will do the fast. A lot of people find it more challenging to do on the weekend. So they don't, they'll do like their regular healthy innovation day. You know, they'll stay on program except for their cheat day. So it's technically Monday through Friday, you're fasting. Say Saturday is your cheat day. Sunday, you'd go back to a regular healthy weight loss day. And then Monday, you go back to your fast. That is majority. Some clients will do 6 days. They'll actually do Monday through Sunday through Saturday. And then Saturday, they have their cheat day. And then I even have a small group who do all 7 days. And what they do is they'll do Monday through Sunday, the fasting. And on their cheat day, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, they actually cheat, but in the fasting times. Okay. Hard to do depending on, you know, what you have going on that week with, you know, family or friends or what you, you know, what you're doing. Just try to get at least 5 days together every week of those fasting times. That's what's going to make the difference. Okay. The next question and our last question is, how long should I fast for? Is this something you do for the rest of your life? Is it something you do, you know, for a week at a time? Again, everyone is different. What I would say works ideally is you fast for the 5 hours until you reach your goal. Once you reach your goal, you will change it and your fasting times will actually get a little longer. So basically, if you're doing the 5 hour fast, you reach your goal, you may go to a 6 or 7 or 8 hour fast. Okay. And you may be fine with that. If you choose to do that, not everyone likes to do that. Or you can actually even just add some extra food in your 5 hours if you decide you want to maintain and not go out of your 5 hour window, because it does give you that sense of control. So again, everyone's different. You can even do a week of the 5 hour fast and then a week of the regular innovation weight loss program and eat throughout the day. You have to do what works for you. There's no set time. Just make sure when you do it, you're doing it at a week at a time. That is the key. That's what's going to show you the results at the end of every week. So if you do a week this week and you say, hey, I'm going to start it this week, I'm going to do the 5 hour fast, but next week I can't because, you know, we have too much going on. Go back to your regular innovation weight loss that week, you know, your regular weight loss that you follow that week. And then you can go back on it in a week later or 2 weeks later. It's totally up to you. Okay. So that is really by individual. See how you like it. Some people love it and they don't want to go off it. They stay on it. I personally love it. I live by it. And I just love everything about it. I love the sense of control it gives me. I love not having to think about when I'm eating. I love that I feel light throughout the day. I always feel good. I'm eating when I really enjoy eating, which is another thing to think about. You know, a lot of times when we're through the day, and this is actually a little client story because a doctor that I had come in, she started it and she said, you know, I used to just eat because in my office, I was always so busy and I would be eating in between just trying to like fill myself and never enjoying it. But now when you're eating in your 5 hours, you're actually sitting down and enjoying your food because first of all, by that time you're hungry. You're like, okay, I'm ready to eat. I'm not starving, but I'm hungry. And you really sit down and enjoy what you're choosing. So I think just the sense of having that feeling of enjoying your food instead of just eating to eat or eating to like, you know, because you have such little time in between, really think about it. And I think for that factor alone, it's going to make such a big difference in your life. You know, you're going to look at what you're eating, you're going to choose what you're eating, and you're going to enjoy what you're eating because you're in that 5 hours. Another thing you will realize, you get full in those 5 hours. A lot of times the client will say, I didn't even need my snack because I was so full. Because you're eating in such a short period of time, all of a sudden that food is going to fill you so quickly. And that's a really good feeling because you kind of feel like, oh, I'm so satisfied, you know? And you know you have your little hungry times throughout the day, the next day, but you know you get past them and you feel good and you feel light and you have energy. You get to your 5 hours, you eat, you feel full, you feel satisfied, you feel content. And those are really important things when you're trying to lose weight. So I hope this helps. I hope it answers all your questions. And, you know, if I had to give you one last piece of advice, I would say, if you're going to do this, commit to it. Commit to it 100%. Give it everything you have. Give it that full week and see your results. See how you feel. See how you look. And that may answer all your questions that you need, okay, as far as if this is for you. And, you know, I will tell you, so many people came in who thought they could never do it and they did amazing and they love it. So don't let the whole idea of it, of only eating in 5 hours, discourage you. Try it. Give it 100%. Commit to it. Give it 100%. And then see how you feel and see if this is something that's for you. And if it is, please let me know. Or if it's not, let me know below. You know, just leave me a comment. Let me know, oh, I loved it, or I did great with it, or it wasn't for me. I will tell you the results are there and clients love it. So give it a try. It's worth it. And if it's going to work for you, it's great, right? Who doesn't want to lose weight and feel great? So if that's what you're looking to do, give this a try. I think you're going to be so pleasantly surprised at how great you do. Okay. I hope this helps everyone. I hope everyone has the most amazing, happy, healthy week.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.